Inflation slowed last month. The Labor Department said today lower gas prices helped cool overall inflation, which was unchanged from September to October. It's a sign that the Federal Reserve's interest rate hikes are continuing to combat stubbornly high prices. Wall Street likes that report. The NASDAQ is up 314 points, the Dow up over 500. This is SRN News.
Are you serving the Lord in any capacity in ministry? Conservative Theological University would like you to call today. CTU now offers partial grant scholarships for new students. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE and leave your contact info for the admission staff to reach out to you. That's 1-800-GO-BIBLE for admissions info for Conservative Theological University.
Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on three regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is heard on two stations in Ohio and Virginia, as well as Brunswick, Georgia, St. Augustine, and Jacksonville, Florida. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities, and we sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donation button, or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention Radio.
Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about today a variety of things pulling together the thoughts about COVID, COVID vaccination, the COVID lies. We have today with us outside on the campus at First Conservative Baptist Church, the Vax Bus. It is the Florida Freedom Keepers in coordination with the Children's Health Defense Alliance. The Vax Bus is on the road. They're traveling across America. They're video audio taping your story, my story, our stories about the harm and the injury. So far, they've gathered literally thousands of stories. I find it interesting, fascinating, and yet sad. Listen to this little blurb. I had an opportunity to be interviewed on the bus about our 56-year-old son that was tortured to death in a Virginia hospital. He was given remdesivir after the second or third day being in the hospital. Remdesivir has 1,297 side effects. The four major side effects: it destroys the lungs. I use the term destroyed. Destroys the lungs, the liver, the kidneys, and the heart. Those are the four things that literally shut down, that took his life. They tortured him to death for 71 days in the hospital. I believe others need to hear that story. They need to know what happened. They need to know how he was maltreated. They need to understand that he said to his wife by text before he was incapacitated by the medical professionals. They need to know that he said, "I want to go home." There's a need for us to recognize that our constitutional liberties, our constitutional rights, were foreclosed upon during the apex of the COVID vaccine plandemic. And it was a plandemic. It was talked about back in 2005, 2015, and Bill Gates even acknowledged in a laughable statement that if we could develop a good enough vaccine that we could reduce the world's population, that is mass genocide, and that's the purpose of the vaccination, in my most humble opinion. You can disagree if you like, but I'm inviting you to come, get on the Vax Bus, give your story that will be compelling, interesting, challenging, and encouraging to others that will hear it. We're talking about today the COVID vaccine. it was known to have killed. By the way, I'm looking at a massive article. Researchers find COVID vaccine casually linked to increased mortality, estimated at 17 million deaths as a result of the COVID vaccine. And yet we're finding today a resurgence of the COVID vaccine being required. We'll take our next caller in just a moment. I'm looking at a headline. COVID vaccine mandates begin in a red state. The governor has declared Texas should be leading the fight against COVID tyranny, but publicly funded institutions are still allowed to mandate vaccinations. The implementation of vaccine mandates at one of the largest institutions in the red state of Texas has raised concerns over the diminishing state of health freedom, while a law that would provide Texans with vaccine choice remains stalled, hear me, stalled by the lawmakers. The Baylor College of Medicine, BCM, a medical school and research center in Houston, Texas, announced last week that it will mandate, hear me, I'm using the terms that they use, will mandate the latest COVID shot for all of its students, all of its faculty, and all of the employees. An updated COVID vaccine has been approved by the FDA and is now available. September the 28th statement from the school reads, a single dose is recommended for individuals 6 months old and older. Further, it states, the Baylor faculty, staff, and students must, hear me, must, M-U-S-T, must get the COVID vaccine. Then further in the article, because the concern in case numbers, some entities have reinstated mask requirements. In 2022, the number of employees listed at the BCM was 11,288. The institution is within the Texas Medical Group, the world's largest medical center. Texas Governor Greg Abbott has publicly declared that his state should be leading the fight against COVID tyranny. That's what he's calling it. However, large publicly funded institutions are still allowed to impose their own mandates. In September, the governor signed into law Senate Bill 29, which prohibits local governments from requiring COVID-related masks, vaccines, or business shutdowns. However, in a separate bill, the Texas COVID-19 Vaccine Freedom Act intended to block any Texas entity, including the hospitals and private businesses, from mandating COVID vaccines for its employees, remains stalled in the Senate. And it goes further. This is Texas. We should not tolerate this, Texas Representative Harrison said. The governor should demand that we pass the COVID Vaccine Freedom Act in a special session. Ladies and gentlemen, I can tell you from experience in the state of Florida right here with our own representatives and senators, at the apex of COVID, they passed the asinine death-dealing immunity laws. Yes, our conservative Republicans leading, having the lead in the House and the Senate in the state of Florida. They passed the law allowing the COVID protocol to be used, which guaranteed the death of just about everyone that was placed under their medical care into the hospital systems in the state of Florida. And yet, ladies and gentlemen, the citizens not having any recourse, no freedom to go and get redress through the courts against malpractice. And ladies and gentlemen, I don't care what you call it. I don't care how you want to dress it up. A pig is still a pig. You can put lipstick on him, but he's still a pig. You've heard that by Sarah Palin a number of years ago. But you can talk about the medical field as there to help you. The medical field has bought the lie. And as long as there are billions of dollars available through the COVID relief funds through the federal government, the medical professionals, the hospitals, the doctors, the medical associations will take the money if it means maligning or destroying the lives of human beings. They place the money first. They place the money over mankind. And I am appalled with what I've seen in the past 3 years in the medical community. This is the reason I'm inviting you today. Come to the Vax Bus right here on campus, First Conservative Baptist Church. Jump on board. Give your story. Let the world know what's happened to you, your family members. Perhaps someone has been harmed and their health destroyed for life. Perhaps you have a family member that had their life snuffed out because of the COVID protocol and the lying doctors that were willing to give the shot of remdesivir, the medical treatment. It's actually a drip that's given, 2-3 day process. But ladies and gentlemen, this is an opportunity to give your story, to let others know. The telephone number is 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. Your call goes directly through to the studios, right to our microphone so that we can entertain your questions, comments, dialogue, and discussion. I believe we have a caller on the line. Go over the question or comment, please. Hello?
Hello?
Go ahead, please.
Hello? Okay. Dr. Youngblood and a gentleman that is with you. My name is Terry, and I have been affected by the shot. And this is one thing that almost destroyed America mentally, physically, spiritually, and financially. All for a joke, you know, or used as mice and not caring about the cares of the American citizens. But when I took it, I followed my husband, and we went and had the Johnson shot. And when you know your own body, you can tell a change is going on through it. But it awakened my mammary glands at 68. And I started lactating. And so I went old school. I didn't go to, well, when I told my doctor about it, he was saying, no, that it couldn't have been the shot. But look, something happened to my body after the shot. It didn't happen before. But I had to do what the old mothers used to do after having their babies and the milk was building up. And that was at 69. Mm-hmm. So it's a danger.
Well, it's a danger. What you're touching on is just the, how would you say, the icing on the cake, so to speak, show dressing in the window, because it's far, far, far worse than that. You are very fortunate if that's the only thing that you've had. That's bad enough, but you're fortunate because it has sterilized those that are in the birth, family-producing age category. It is destroying the fertility rate. It is destroying the birth rate. Those that give birth after having the shot have given birth to deformed, malformed human beings as a result of the COVID-19 vaccination. COVID-19 vaccination has caused major, major, major heart attacks, blood clots, paralyzations, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I could not go into detail for the balance of the day of the thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of pages of research that I've done on the subject, not being medically trained at all, but just looking at black print on white paper as to the results and the research that I've read. So I warn people, this is my opinion. A person can do as they please. They can believe the devil's lie. They can say, I've got to take the vaccination to save my job. That's your responsibility. That's your volitional choice, I'm saying, in general. But I'm telling you, no job is worth taking the material into your body that has no record of proper background and research before it's used. It usually takes 10 to 15 years to do the research and the human studies just on an antibiotic or just on a medical pill. But then for a vaccination, they did not have not even a year's research, had very, very limited human trials. Those that entered the human trial into the thousands, but was greatly reduced within weeks. Half of those dropped out. The other half, they did not put the real results. And it was a lie that was told to the federal government. And the federal government bought into it. And then the government, our own political leaders, decided they're going to force us to surrender our constitutional rights and to allow a medical material to go into our bodies without having informed consent. Nobody was told when given the vaccination that this vaccination could kill you. Nobody was told, I'm going to give you this vaccination and it could paralyze you. Nobody was told, I'm going to give you this vaccination and within 48 hours you could die from a heart attack. Nobody was told any of those things. That is giving a medical injection, a medical material without informed consent. Informed consent is required. We have been forbidden to have that informed consent. In fact, I'm told, I've never looked at one, I'm told in the package that the little bottles of the serum comes in for the physicians to give the injection, when it comes to the information about the side effects, that they're 2-3 pages are just blank, because of the number of side effects. But Terry, you're exactly right. We need to keep praying. We need to recognize that we're in a position where the government is wanting to force us to submit. And listen very carefully. I'm not a prophet, nor the son of a prophet, as Amos said in the little book of Amos, but I see the handwriting on the wall. By the time we get into the very apex of winter, we're going to find the states across America will again start enforcing the COVID vaccination, enforcing the COVID mask, enforcing the trying to enforce the lockdowns, and trying to utilize the tools that they used within 3 years on the plandemic called COVID. We're about to see a replay of that in America. I'm saddened by it. I'm concerned by it. But I find that we will allow, as long as the people allow that to take place, the government's going to take control and cause submission. But Terry, thank you so much for your call. God bless you for your testimony of that. Keep looking up. Our redemption draweth nigh. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. I'm looking at the headline, the unexpected battle between vaccine and the COVID virus. The article subtitle, humans appear to be fighting a never-ending battle against COVID-19 using vaccines that have so far been totally ineffective against the continual mutating variant of COVID. The article dated November the 6th. Since the unprecedented COVID-19 global pandemic that started in January of 2020, humans have been in a constant battle with the COVID virus. A series of vaccine variants have been developed and determined globally beginning in 2021 when the mRNA vaccine based on the original. Currently, the most updated version is based on XBB.1.5 and is ready to be injected into people's arms now. And it goes with about a 10-page article about the different variants and the different vaccines, the different material, and they're simply taking the same COVID material that was in the original COVID-19 so-called vaccination, injecting it in arms with those that have not been told the truth of what is taking place. I believe we have Susan on the line. Susan, go ahead with your question or comment.
Well, my comment is we always have to be cautious about everything and question the doctors and do your own research on everything. My husband, he died after a flu vaccine. He was too sick to get the vaccine. But the doctor in the routine just before we left the office, the doctor says, hey, have you got your flu vaccine this year? And I said, no. And my husband, you know, he was sick. He's like, okay, I probably need it. And within 3 days, he died.
Mm-hmm. Well, Susan.
And you have to look at the individual. You can't just say this person needs, check a box off on your list because they're getting paid by a pharmacy company to give a shot. You know, you have to look at the individual and their health.
You're exactly right, Susan. And one of the things that I find so egregious is that the medical profession, either knowingly or blindly or in a dumb, uneducated, uninformed fashion, have bought into the lie. And most are not aware of the fact, and just an article I read within the past 30 days, that with the medical profession today, they get paid a bonus of $50 if they ask you if you've had your vaccine or if you've had your flu vaccine or the COVID vaccine. They're blending now the flu vaccine and the COVID vaccine, I'm told.
Yes.
And the doctors, if they just ask you, general visit to the doctor's office, oh, by the way, have you had your flu vaccine? If you say no, they've still a $50 bonus. But if you say yes to the request, they get an additional $50 bonus. So what we're finding is that we have physicians today that are paid puppets by the CDC and the federal government, and mainly with big pharma that's buying it. In fact, Susan, I have grave concerns about our television news media. Do you realize with Fox News, 75% to 80% of their revenue comes from big pharma? So how do you think we're going to be given the proper news on any television network when they're bought and controlled and paid for by big pharma? They cannot tell the truth because their major stream of income will be shut off. I'm concerned that we're in a position, Susan, in America today, that we have very, very little truth that is going out in relationship to the COVID vaccine, the COVID virus, and what is happening and what is taking place. So I don't know whether you're available today. I would recommend if you have the possibility, come by, drop by the campus at First Conservative Baptist Church, get on the Vax bus, give your story, let them be able to share that video audio material with others that will hopefully, hopefully benefit others in the future to prevent happening in their lives as happened in your life. Susan?
Thank you, sir.
Thank you so much for your testimony. God bless you today. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the COVID Vax bus. It's here. You say, what is the COVID Vax bus? Ladies and gentlemen, the Florida Freedom Fighters, in coordination with the Children's Health Defense, has a Vax bus. It's a huge bus, and it says Vax bus on the side of it. It's got the names of thousands and thousands and thousands that have been either harmed, hurt, or devastated, destroyed, or absolutely tortured to death. Their names on the side of the bus. Inside the bus, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of pictures of individuals that's given their testimony, their life story, their problem with what is taking place. So if you have been injured by the COVID vaccine, by COVID protocol, perhaps you were put in the hospital, perhaps you were seen by a physician and they gave you remdesivir. They put you in a position that you had no choice. You had a loved one that they said, we need to give the ventilator. There's no other hope. Ladies and gentlemen, the ventilator kills most of the patients that they put that down their throat. The COVID protocol pays that hospital, that doctor, that organization $300,000 just to insert the ventilator. Pays them between $48,000 and $77,000 to deem you as a COVID patient and put you in the hospital as a COVID patient. They get ching-ching in the cash register. They have to use the medical garb to, quote, protect themselves. They get between $18,000 and $22,000 if you're a COVID patient, and then they have to use that for the doctors and nurses. And that's multiplied thousands of times across America. So, ladies and gentlemen, it's a money-making machine. The hospitals, medical associations, and 2020, 2021, 2022 made more net profit than in the history of the medical associations in the United States of America. They did so off the pain and the suffering, the death and the dying that was as a result of the CDC protocol. COVID vaccinations known to have killed 17 million. I'm looking at headlines. Researchers find COVID vaccine casually linked to increased mortality. Estimated 17 million deaths as a result of COVID vaccine. COVID vaccination, ladies and gentlemen, is not a vaccination. It's an experimental shot that can destroy your body, take your life. COVID vaccine causes heart failure, blood clots, sterilization, miscarriages, birth defects. Masks are not efficacious, and yet we were told that masks would be the same thing that would relieve us of any transmission of the COVID vaccine, the COVID virus. Ladies and gentlemen, over 600 studies been done on the mask. Out of the 600 studies, not a single study shows the mask having any efficacious results. The best mask out there, called the N95, the openings in the mask are 3 microns. The virus itself, COVID-19 virus, is 1 micron. So you have to ask the question, can 1 micron go through a 3 micron opening? OSHA website, back at the origin of COVID, made the statement that putting a mask on to prevent COVID is like putting a chain link fence up to keep the gnats out. It's an impossibility, ladies and gentlemen, and I'm passionate about the subject. I am interested in seeing you give your story. So the Vax bus is here. It'll be here until 5 o'clock, and while someone is in giving the story on the Vax bus. The balance of the family can sit in the comfort of the auditorium in our sanctuary and watch three different videos about the dangers of the vaccinations, the dangers found in any vaccination. Dr. Peter McCullough, which was the world's renowned cardiologist and virologist, has had his medical profession turned upside down. He has had his license revoked, and I could go on and on and on, simply because of taking a stand, telling the truth in relationship to the dangers of the COVID vaccination. He tells his story. It's a compelling story. I invite you to come, sit in the auditorium, watch it. Those three videos, three different ones, be played back to back to back all day today until 5 o'clock. So we look forward to you joining us, First Conservative Baptist Church. We're located 1 mile south of I-295, and it's the Florida Freedom Keepers in coordination with the Children's Health Defense Fund that's carrying this out. We're looking forward to having you join us today. That telephone number, if you want to join us by way of the radio broadcast, telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. We'd love to have you call today, ask your questions, dialogue and discussion about COVID, the COVID vaccination. Is it efficacious? Have you taken the vaccination? Do you intend to? What if they tell you that your job is at risk, that you can no longer work and make income for your family unless you take the COVID vaccination? Are you willing to risk that? Now, I'm speaking not from a medical standpoint, dumb as a rock medically speaking, but I can tell you what I've discovered by way of research. And it petrifies me to think that we're in a world today where we cannot trust a physician, a hospital, a doctor that says, well, this is what you need, this is how I need to treat you. It petrifies me to think that you would go to a physician, you have a sore throat, you have a cough, etc. They might say, we're going to put you in the hospital, we've got to run some tests. 24 hours later, they say, we discovered you've got COVID, we've got to do this, this, or this. And then you say, well, I want to go home. But it's Jeff Childress, the attorney down in Gainesville, Jeff said, it's hospital kidnapping today that's taking place. You'd be surprised how many hospitals that have refused to release the patient, even when the patient says, I need to go home. It should be the freedom of choice and the liberty that we have in doing so. We find that masks are not efficacious if you wear two masks, three masks, or four, yet forced vaccinations continue, even in Texas. I read the article just a few minutes ago. Texas, where Baylor University, Baylor Medical Center is now requiring everybody that's there that they will be shot with the vaccination. Look at a new headline. New face mask harm and COVID vaccines approved without any clinical trials whatsoever. Another headline, huge chunk of COVID vax victims hit with tremors, insomnia, muscle spasms. A new study confirms that almost one in three with COVID shots the victims hit after taking the jab, they have tremors, insomnia, muscle spasms, and much, much more, the article says. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a dangerous, dangerous shot. So I recommend that you come, give your story, 1221 Old St. Augustine Road, First Conservative Baptist Church. We're hosting it. I'm thankful for the privilege. Look forward to seeing you. Thank you for joining us on Let's Face the Issues. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida. Located 1 mile south of I-295, FCBC invites you to tune in nightly 9 to 10 for expository preaching on 91.3, 90.